This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. Barbara is with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. Welcome, Barbara. Please tell us, what is Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina and the purpose of it?
The Quilt Trails project is one where we're putting painted quilt blocks on barns and buildings in the area. And the purpose of the project is to preserve and promote the heritage of our area and hopefully promote economic development. Each quilt block helps tell a story, and we very carefully choose those blocks, and the stories can be personal, family, business, or historical. For example, there's a quilt block up in Bakersville called Buzzard's Roost, and that block is on the home of Brett and Daniel Barron. The street in Bakersville that is now known as Hillside Drive was, for several generations, called Buzzard Roost. It was a derogatory term because the houses there were inhabited by African American servant families. In the historic Bakersville Cemetery, located on the hilltop above the lane, are over 150 graves marked only with stones. Tradition has it that many of these contain the remains of African Americans who could not afford to purchase a lettered memorial. Brett and Daniel Barron now live on this property, and they selected the Buzzard's Roost quilt pattern for their house, using Mardi Gras-inspired colors as a tribute to and celebration of those African American families and individuals who once lived, worked, and died in Bakersville. The pattern was repeated four times to emphasize the large number of African American residents and to symbolize the cemetery plot of unmarked stones. Daniel Barron is the director of the Avery Mitchell Yancey Library System and was born and raised in Bakersville. He is a member of a number of committees and boards focused on the preservation of our community's history. Brett Barkley Barron is a local painter, printmaker, and fiber artist. She is also the owner of Hedgerow Arts, a Bakersville graphics and web design business. The square is visible upon entering Bakersville from Highway 226 North, also called Crimson Laurel Way. If you are interested in helping us paint the blocks and maybe preserving something special to you, tomorrow we're having a workshop to teach people how to paint the blocks. It's going to be at the Burnsville Library Annex at 6:30, and it should last only about an hour. We are encouraging people to paint blocks for other people as well as for themselves, and you can even get together a group of people to help paint the blocks.
Barbara, I understand that you're looking for a place to call home.
Yes, we are. We don't have a headquarters, and we are really looking for a place. We'd like for it to be in Burnsville so it can be easy to find, where people can come and pick up application forms and learn more about the project. We are painting the blocks right now at Mountain Heritage High School in the Habitat for Humanity facility, which has been generously donated to us until we can find a more permanent home. The painting that we need to have done is for all levels of skill. We need some people to prime the back of the blocks. We need other people to paint the edges. The blocks will be already drafted, and it's kind of a paint-by-number affair, and so you'll get a list of the paint, and it'll correspond to the code on the block, and you tape off the block to paint the different colors. And then we have the last work that has to be done is real fine detail painting, which requires a real steady hand. So we have painting for all different skill levels, and so if you would like to help us paint these blocks or paint your own block, then we encourage you to come to this first workshop.
And that will be tomorrow evening at 6:30?
That's right, in the library annex. And you can call 682-7331 for more information.
Thank you, Barbara Webster, with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. Again, the phone number, if you're interested in this project, call 682-7331. We'll be talking with Barbara over the next several weeks about Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.